Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Senator Mike Rounds talking about CERCLA in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
A hearing this last week in the U.S. Senate on CERCLA, the Superfund rule that is being interpreted by a federal court as being enforceable against animal agriculture, against farms and ranches that have enough animals on them to trigger a certain level of manure odor coming from them. As a result, the federal court mandating the EPA to enforce CERCLA against animal agriculture. In this case, EPA, the good guys, because they've never done that before. They've said it doesn't apply. The court agreeing with an interpretation that was brought forward by an extremist environmental group says you got to do it, EPA, and agriculture, you'll have to be filing reports with the Coast Guard. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota is subcommittee chair on the EPW committee. He held a hearing this last week about this issue, and he says he's looking for ways to get this thing fixed ASAP so animal agriculture doesn't have to report under the Superfund rule.
This affects over 200,000 farms and ranches in the United States. There is no way the Coast Guard is in a position to respond to manure releases from 200,000 farms. So what we've tried to do here was to share the reason why those rules have been stopped from being in effect for years. We've got about a month left yet in which we've got to do something before the court would make the EPA try to enforce this. What we'd like to do is to fix what's been in effect all along, and that is that farmers and ranchers shouldn't have to go to the federal government and report releases of manure. That's common sense. Now, that doesn't mean we've got a lot of it in Washington, D.C., but we've got some. The challenge here is to get enough people on board to get it attached to a piece of legislation that could move forward in a fairly quick fashion.
As to what's next,
I think you're moving in the right direction. Look, we're going to look at every avenue, but the first thing was to have an open discussion about it. We've accomplished that part of the requirements by having this subcommittee meeting. We actually had good and substantive discussions among people in favor of and those who have concerns with the legislation. Most certainly, I think it still will have good, solid support moving forward. Sponsors of the bill will get to decide whether or not they can make the bill better than what it is today, based upon the testimony today, or whether they want to move forward with the bill in its current form. The full committee can have a markup on this now that we've had an open discussion here, and they could do so fairly quickly, and they could do it next week if the chairman so desires. It's up to the chairman of the committee, Chairman Barrasso, who spoke in favor of the bill today, to decide when he wants to have that markup. Once the markup is completed, it could be available for attachment to other vehicles coming through the Senate. The omnibus is one possibility. There may be others as well.
South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 19th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 17th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 100 home-raised registered Angus bulls from fall 26 to spring 2017 bulls, selling with the genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability, also selling 40 select grass-ready registered Angus females. The sale books mailed on request. Also go online to pollardfarms.com or msauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.